781 at 197.68 miles per hour to clinch the number one qualifying position and also lock up his fourth championship of his career and first since 2012. So first off, just how does this feel?
I guess I'll take the mic. Yeah. Probably talk a little longer. That's in my jersey jeans. But, you know, it feels awesome, obviously, come out here to Pomona. Last race of the year, have to get it done. And I'm probably in a little bit of a better position than the other three pro categories right now. So this is the first time I've had the opportunity to actually lock it all up going into race day and actually not have to race for a title. I have a great team, great motorcycle right now, and I like my chances by doing that, and by no means am I taking this light. I want to win the race. One of the stats for me is I've never actually won Pomona when I won the championship, so that's something that I'm looking to try to change, and hopefully I get to race one of my teammates in the final.
This year you guys started off kind of slow. At what point when you started to get your momentum did you say, well, this is going to be another championship season?
Well, the interesting part for us is we debuted a new Harley-Davidson street rod at Englishtown this year, fourth race into the season. Came out strong, won the first race, went to the final of the second race, ran real strong early on, and then went to a new bike that we thought, well, heck, this should make us better. Well, it ended up being worse, and we went backwards, and we actually stuck with it probably a lot longer than most people would have because we believed in what we had was better. We just couldn't get it to show us the results. We stuck with it, and then finally, leaving Brainerd, we said we needed to go back to Plan B, and Plan B was go back to our old bikes with all our new street rod bodywork on it and go from there. We rolled into Indy untested, went down the track. Andrew and I basically tied ETs and were 1 and 2 qualifiers. We looked at each other and we said, we got bikes that can win. And we knew it right from that point forward. And I guess that was kind of the vote of confidence for me that gave me that extra push, because I knew I had a motorcycle under me that can win the championship if I did my job. So I kind of, what I say, raised the level of my riding and really stayed aggressive, because at that point, there's a lot of great motorcycles in this category right now. It's probably the best racing that ever has been. I've been kind of lucky when I needed to be lucky. I've been good when I needed to be good. And I believe in, you kind of create your destiny in front of you if you don't leave much of a room, wiggle room for individuals to get around you. And I knew I had a fast motorcycle, so I know if I left the starting line good, I'm not going to give him much opportunity to get in there and sneak a win light past me. And, you know, here I am 5 out of 6 races with the win. And for me, this has been by far the most rewarding championship that I've earned. It's just, we've done it a different way in Vance and Hines, and that's having the tuner. And my crew chief used to basically call all the shots. And ever since we went into this new bike program, we've kind of changed the way internally that we do things. And a lot of people are going to say, well, what do you mean by that? It's basically, we took our three heads and we now look at it collectively instead of trying to rely on one individual to make that final tune-up call. And Andrew does a lot of the engine tuning, Matt does a lot of the chassis tuning, and I'm kind of there bouncing around in between the middle of those two guys. And it gives us really good feedback from one another, because we can each say, well, I don't agree, or I agree with that. And when you're able to go into that round or have that motorcycle under you, your confidence level is just that much higher. So, it's really been fun and rewarding for me, and same as my two crew chiefs. I think those two guys, Andrew and Matt, are extra excited over the way that this whole thing went down. And we're still not done yet. We're fighting for a 1 and 2 finish, and Andrew hopefully can come out here tomorrow and run really well. Now, if he has to race me, I don't know what's going to happen. I think I'm going to have to, go after him a little extra hard, because he's got a fast motorcycle, and then there's a whole nother wrench in our works this weekend, and that's bringing Chip Ellis out, who's doing an honor for Junior Pippen Racing and riding a third Harley. That's something that's never happened, and we're actually proud to keep throwing that out there. Let people know it. I mean, Junior was a great individual for the motorcycle category, and unfortunately lost him to cancer this past week. We announced late last week that Chip was going to be riding a motorcycle, and Junior was a big supporter of the Harley-Davidson backing brand, and it's great to do what we're doing right now. It's something special, and I'll always remember it.
When you've won as many championships as you've won, how do you get geared up to say this isn't just another championship? How do you keep from, I don't know.
I would say the easiest way to answer that is, what makes every championship special is they're all individual in their own rights. I mean, my first championship, I know a lot of people in this press room that were here that day, and it was a unique one. You know, to have such a great season and finish with a championship at the end is awesome, but usually you win races on your road to that championship. I won nothing. So actually, I shouldn't lie, I did win. I won the Ringers Pro Bike Battle that year and got an extra $25,000 check on my way to it, but had no rewards. You know, I didn't never got to hold up a Wally, and then at the end I got, you know, this massive championship trophy with getting it done. And it was unique because, well, I was the only pro to ever do that, except for Rob Bruins was the guy, and most people would say, well, who's Rob Bruins, you know? But he was a champion, never won a race in the year that he won his championship, but he had won a race. I'm the first pro champion to win a race after my championship. So it's kind of an interesting statistic. And then, you know, I roll into 2011, 2012, and I had dominant seasons. We won 15 out of 16 in 2012, and, you know, I went back-to-back on championships. But this one here is really, for me, it's more humbling, and it's understanding, because I was so young in my career is what I would like to say, because it was 2008 being my second year as a pro rider. Here I am, I won the championship. And then I was battling for the championship in 2009, lost it by 2 points. Then next thing you know, I'm fighting for the championship in 11 and 12. And you know, so for me, here we are 5 years later. I can say I appreciate this one a lot more, because it's I guess fine wine, you know, as it gets older, it gets better. And I feel that's one of those things that you learn to appreciate. You never know when your next win is gonna be. So cherish the ones that you get.
Does that the final winning it today take some of the pressure off?
Well, the best way to say it is my wife is probably going to sleep a lot better tonight, because I have the title going into tonight, rather, because I'll be the first one to tell you, us racers, all of us, probably get grumpy. You know, this is a major pressure situation that a lot of people are under out here, and it's how you cope with your pressures. And let's just say I'm probably a little more pleasant going into tonight and being able to lay back and party and have a good time. But the work isn't finished yet. We still have a race tomorrow, and I'm going to do the best that I can to be in the winner's circle.
It's Monday night. We need to bring the trophy to bed tomorrow.
Yeah, Monday night is the banquet. You know, it's a unique time, because when you can get a bunch of racers in a suit and dressed up all nice, I mean, the women look pretty, obviously, and it's something that we love to do. Let's go out and get all dressed up. But at the end of the day, I'd probably rather be in my leathers than be at the banquet. So it's one of those things. One day is enough.
Especially Hollywood.
Yeah.
You're such a rebel.
Yeah. I actually thought about wearing my leathers to the banquet. I was going to see how that was going to be received.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
that'd
be received real well out there.
Oh, you'd have got ovation going in.
Thank you, Eddie. Congratulations.